You are listening to WPVM LP 103.7 in Asheville, North Carolina. And globally at WPVMFM.org.
Well, howdy, buckaroos and buckarettes.
Here's your Radio Asheville weather report. Mostly cloudy skies will gradually become sunny today with a high in the upper 80s to near 90. Tonight, mostly clear, the low going down to 61 with gusty winds. Patchy fog out the door on Monday, then sunshine with a high near 88. Mostly clear for Monday night with lows around 60. And then mostly sunny on Tuesday with a high going up to near 90. I'm Johnny Cottle on Radio Asheville 103.7.
Hello and welcome back. If it's your first time, so delighted to have you with me. Hey, we're having a heat wave here in Asheville, North Carolina. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well. You know, the theme of the show has always been about resilience. Why? Because I've been through a lot of different experiences in my life, and that has propelled me because I've gotten through it all, not only survived, but I've thrived. And then that led me to become a coach, write books, you know, get out there as a syndicated radio talk host, keynote speaker on resilience. So how do we get through hard times? Let me walk you through today's experience, okay? I'm going to share some tips. Now, I'm going to talk about some spiritual experiences. You may or may not agree. That's fine. We're all entitled to our belief system. You know, I do not call myself a religious person. I call myself more of a spiritual type of person. So my mother is now 85 years old, and she is in a nursing home, okay? I never wanted her to go in a nursing home for years, decades. My mother said, I do not want to be in a nursing home. Why? Well, because some of those experiences we've seen, you know, dirty places, neglect, staff that didn't care, staff that look kind of scary, like, oh my God, they're taking care of my loved one. Not to pick on anyone, because, you know, there are all kind of good people out there, you know, and you know, one person doesn't fit all how they should look, right? So one of the things I want to get into when I know that I'm going to go to the nursing home, which is just about every single day, I am very blessed. I will tell you that because I live 20 minutes away, and that's when traffic is not occurring. In fact, I just saw something on social media about traffic calming in Asheville as a meeting May 28th. I'm like, traffic calming? Boy, that's some good marketing for this meeting. I know what they're trying to do. We're growing so quickly, and our infrastructure, our roads don't support it. So when it's a good day and I get there in 20 minutes, I pull up in the parking lot, and then I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes the dread hits me. Sometimes the dread hits me before I even get out of my house. So what I do is I set the intention, and intentions are powerful. It's energetic. Everything in life is energy. And if you think it's woo-hoo-hoo, look it up, scientific, all kind of studies, you know, even who is the CIA did remote viewing. I mean, if the CIA logistical minded people are out there talking about intuition, psychic abilities, and remote viewing where, you know, they can see inside another room, but yet they're not in that room. Okay. I wouldn't call that woo-hoo-hoo. Okay. So what I do, I pull up in my truck, take a deep breath. I always, always take deep breaths. What I do, I'll close my eyes, relax, and you don't even have to close your eyes. And I'll breathe in for maybe 5 seconds, hold it. It really doesn't matter how long you hold it. It could be 10 seconds, 5 seconds, even 3 seconds, you know. Then I release that air, and you want to release it as if you're kind of blowing out of a straw, you know, purse your lips like a little circle, let it out. So the intention is to breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth a little bit longer. What it does, it resets your nervous system. So it will calm you down. It'll get you more grounded. It gets you more centered, and certainly will put you in a better shape to go in and visit your parent, you know, your loved one in a nursing home, or maybe to go to an interview for a job you want because you don't like your last job. It could be anything. Another thing that I've learned over the years, and I've been very, very fortunate to have some really incredible people in my life, but my spiritual mentor, I will tell you, Martha, has shared so much to help me become a better version of myself. And what I like to do is imagine that my whole body is filled with white light emanating from me. A lot of times I will see that white light going throughout the whole building, the nursing home, which has 100 beds where my mom is. And I'll imagine that white light being above, behind the building, around the building, below the building. What I'm doing is energetically cleaning, clearing the building. I know it might sound crazy, but you can do your own research if you don't find this to be helpful. And what I'm doing is the highest frequency. Now, if you ever heard of the prophetic psychic, Edgar Casey, who was around for quite a few decades, and there's all kind of documentation where he talks about white light, you know, all different colors, all kinds of energy healing and such. And he's really got me very interested in learning more about intuition so that I can be the best version of myself and I can also help other people. So one of the things that Edgar Casey talks about, and there's a book about it, you know, he talks about colors and auras, you know, that you see from a person, that white light is the highest and the best good. It's purity. You ever wonder why some of the holiest people wear white? So white is the highest frequency when it comes to color, and color is energy, according to Edgar Casey. So if the scientists are saying, you know, and the CIA is saying it, I think we got something going on. And the CIA can sit there and say, you know, that they can train people to see things in other rooms while they're not in there, and they call it remote viewing. They're very logistical minded people, right? They're very left brain people. I am too. I was in the Air Force over 20 years, and it was the hardest thing coming out and thinking intuitively or thinking creative. So I walk in the building and I know what I'm going to face because mom's room happens to be the furthest room in the whole building. And sometimes I wonder if there's a reason, a spiritual reason for that. So I'm walking down the hallway and it's guaranteed I'm going to probably pass up to 10 people, whether it's a nurses, a CNA, a dietary aide, housekeeping, a resident, somebody there for rehab, or a loved one visiting. I'm going to meet somebody. And this past week, I've had 3 people, one of them who is actually at the facility getting treatment and rehab. They said, "It's really impressive. You're here every day. We see you here every day to see your mom, because I know most everybody in there. I know them by their name. I've made the time to get to know them. They know me. I bring in food. You know, I always think of them. I always thank them for taking care of my mom." Yeah, they're getting paid for it. But you know what is the energy of gratitude that goes very, very far? It's not easy. It's not easy going into nursing home because sometimes you feel so much heaviness. So on an energetic level, think about it this way. People go in nursing homes and generally most of them don't come home. I mean, it's not like it's rehab and they're going to rehab to, you know, help get mobile, you know, get their knees moving and things like that. They've had surgery, they've had hip replacement, none of that. Nursing home is basically, you know, your loved one, your friends, whoever, they are depending on medical care. They're probably medically needy. That's the word I was told. They're medically needed. So they need support. For example, my mom needs a Hoyer to get in and out of the bed because she cannot walk. She's not mobile, hasn't been for years. And it's hard. It's hard to watch your loved one get lifted in a Hoyer because it might look like fun seeing them go up. You know, it's kind of interesting how they, you know, strap them in, you know, lift them up and then lift them over the bed. And it's a very strong, you know, powerful machine. And it certainly works. But you know what? Sometimes it can pinch my mom's leg. And I know the staff's not doing it intentionally. It's very easy, you know, in a tight room, and it's definitely tight. These rooms, unless you have your own room, you know, your loved one has their own private room, I know we are paying over $11,000 a month. Of course, you know, Medicare, long-term Medicare has kicked in, you know, North Carolina. And if you're wondering what Medicaid, ooh, did I say that right? Medicare? Medicaid, Medicare. Long-term Medicare is about nursing homes. And it's usually where you forfeit everything you own. It could be your home. Also, to pay for you to be able to stay in a nursing home, and the state offsets it with their programs and stuff. That took us, talk about stress, that took 4.5 months on the dot. The day that that thing happened, that it was approved, that my mom's Medicare, long-term Medicare was approved, was on her birthday in March, about mid-March. Talk about a birthday gift and a half. When you are the caregiver, or you just care about your loved one, and four and a half months. That is 135 days, something like that. Can you imagine? You're wondering, is my loved one going to be approved? Are we going to back when you get all these letters? We got 3 or 4 letters, you're not approved. You know, mom's not approved because there was missing stuff. Well, I worked with, not by choice, I worked with an agency. I'm not going to say their name, but they were hired by the nursing home to assist with the paperwork being turned in for Medicare. Now, I'm an HR person for 33 plus years. I do not need my hands held. Tell me what's needed, back up, get out of the way. I'll take care of it. I'm retired from the Air Force 21 years ago. I don't need discipline, and I don't need to be told how to, you know, where to get the forms or anything like that. I stated that. And anyway, without going all into details, talk about stress, because I would get these string along comments. Okay, Dawn, we need this. We need this form for your mom. We need this statement. Oh, you know, and I'm like, give it to me all at one time. Stop stringing me along, stressing me out. So I've got to keep all this internal angst to a minimum and not bring it into the room where my mom is, because she's going to feel it, because she's very sensitive. In fact, if you didn't know, I'm very sensitive. I'm very empathic. I'm very sensitive, super sensitive, and quite in touch with a lot of intuition, which we all have, but I believe most people have different abilities and things like that. Some people call them gifts, but I don't call them gifts because I believe in God. Maybe you believe in God. Maybe you believe in someone else, but we were born, you know, we came here to, you know, fulfill and to serve our soul's contracts, whatever that is, you know, our life's mission. And I've known for a long time, for decades, I'm here to help people. I'm here to show them how to get through hard times, how to be strong, you know, not just survive, heal, but to be more resilient and to be, you know, more stoic. And I'm not talking about so tough that you're just stuffing it down. I'm talking about tough and resilient, where hard times happen, may bring you to your knees, but you know how to get up and keep going. That's what I am talking about. So when I walk in that building, I feel a heaviness in me because I pick up all the energy. And in fact, you know, I know there's spirits. I've never physically seen any spirits there, but I can tell you with all sincerity that I've helped with Bingo there as an assistant to the assistant. That's my joke. That's my title. And I remember seeing out of the corner of my eye some Bingo chips that was on a cart. All of a sudden, they start flying kind of slow across about 20-something feet. And then they just drop down. And I thought, wow, who is here today? Because had the stuff on the cart, you know, it's a rolling cart that they use, the directive folks use there to carry things, games, bingo chips and stuff. You know, had it been overloaded, sure, chips would fall, but wouldn't they fall straight down? Nope, these chips went flying kind of slowly and then they dropped. And I started laughing because I thought, oh, I wonder if this is a spirit of somebody who died here that love bingo. They like to be back in the bingo game. I don't know. It had me tickled to pieces. I shared it with a couple of staff. They thought it was super, super cool. In fact, one of the staff actually saw the part where the chips fell down. They didn't see the whole, you know, where it was going flying across, you know, the room and then fall down. They just split second saw the chips falling 20 feet away, roughly falling down. And they thought, wow, how did that happen? That's crazy. Well, and I shared it with one of the other folks that works there, and that freaked them out. They're a very religious person. I was, well, I don't see it as a scary thing. I just see it as, you know, a mischievous, fun-loving spirit that's out there. Somebody who probably passed away there at the nursing home. When I walk down the hallway, as I say, I'm going to meet a bunch of people. I'm going to run into everybody, CNAs, nursing staff. People are sometimes going to say, Dawn, we need you to sign this form, you know, or we want to talk to you about your mom. Oftentimes when I walk in, and I have to be honest, I'm not a negative person, but I'll see people and it's like they've been conditioned to say, oh, your mom's doing great today. And I'm like, well, that's good. But, you know, what does that mean? You know, break it down to me. I need more than my mom is doing good today. Break it down to me. Are we talking about that she was able to complete her physical therapy, that she ate her complete meal without choking because she's had choking issues in the past? Break it down to me. So I have to get it out of the people. You know, why? You know, what is it? I mean, I'm happy that she's had a really good day. You know, my mom has never, ever complained about being where she's at. It's like she knows that there was no other choice. It was hard. If you've ever had to put someone in a nursing home or to make a tough decision that was just sometimes mind-blowing, it has a real impact on you. I can't tell you how many times I felt extreme guilt because I had assured my mom I would never, ever put her in a nursing home. And yet we had to. We had to because there was no other option. I didn't have the equipment. I didn't have the staff that she needed. And they call her medically needy. You know, at 85 years old, she's a breast cancer survivor. She survived metastatic breast cancer, and that's pretty much out there for people to know. My mom would want people to know that she beat cancer. But sometimes I wonder, the treatments, the radiation, the chemo, did she beat that? Because it certainly had negative impacts. It might have killed the cancer, but it put my mom in brain fog, it seemed like, for 2 years, and it just seemed like it took forever that she acted a little bit more normal and such. So also, you know, let me backtrack. Even before I get there, I have to set the intention of the day. So I sit down. Here's my thing. And maybe you have something you like to do. It could be a bath. It could be staring at a candle, you know, or a fireplace if it's, you know, wintertime or you get the fireplace going. I like to get myself calm. I love, love, love listening to what's called solfeggio music. I've talked about it before in other radio chats and talks. Solfeggio is S-O-L-F-E-G-G-I-O. Check it out. It's different Hertz music, and I love talking about it because it's so good. It's so powerful. I have listened to 396, 417, I think. I've listened to the different solfeggio Hertz musics, and it's different frequencies, different energy. So the 400 series is really good for removing negativity. And let's be real. We wake up, the first thing we're like, oh my God, you know, I'm behind on doing this project, or how am I going to get through the month? I mean, I just gassed up 2 or 3 days ago and $4.29. And oh my gosh, you know, I thought, Jesus is high. And then I changed my energetic frequency by being grateful. Grateful is a higher frequency, a higher energy. And I'm like, I am glad that I have the money. I'm glad I have the money to be able to buy this gas. I'm glad I have a truck that is comfortable and safe with all these different devices that keep me safe. And as a good childhood friend would say, it's a smart truck. And I get tickled when people say stuff like that. So rather than going down the road of despair, because I mean, straight up, nobody wants to pay $4.29 in America for gas, but that's where we're at right now. We have a lot of folks out there in the world. Let's even break it down to the United States at this time. You know, people who, you know, vote differently than me, and I voted differently than them, but, you know, we have a lot of controversy. I've noticed one thing too, customer service has really changed lately. I've been an HR person 33 years. I'm huge on treating people with dignity and respect. You don't have to like them, but treat them with respect. And that has gotten me very, very far in life. So when I go in that building, you know, again, I use white light. I imagine white light all around the building and such. And I know it works. How do I know it works? Because many years ago, we had a very nasty acting person who was stealing from my mother. I tried every tactic in the world, you know, to get rid of her. And it just made me crazy. But I had a mentor sit me down and say, you know, be nice to her. That's going to make her crazy because she's used to low energy and she wants you to go there too. So I imagine, you know, putting white light in my mother's home, and she has a big house. It's a big 200-year-old farmhouse in North Florida. So I imagine white light, you know, throughout every room, around the house, around the building, over, under, all that. And I would just send it. You're like, how did I do it? I was here in Asheville for a long time, and that was the frustrating part because I knew I couldn't jump in and save my mom. I was in Asheville. You know, but what happened was about after 3 or 4 weeks later, the woman finally moved out. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to ask my my mentor, how is it that it works? It does work. You know how it works? Well, it works because it's energy, folks. So don't ever let anything stop you from being the best version of yourself. If you have a problem, you can sit there and put white light in your home, around your home. There's so many things that you can do. And Edgar Cayce, somebody I've been studying, the prophetic psychic, you can look him up. Cayce is C as in Charlie, A-Y-C-E. Look him up. He has all kinds of studies. The CIA did a remote viewing. Are you familiar with that? That's where they would know what's in another room without going in. It's called remote viewing. It has psychic abilities. And psychic abilities are pretty darn amazing because we all have some degree of it. Some people have more. I've studied over the years. Not that I want to go out and give readings, because the thing is some people have that ability to read somebody's future. But one thing I know for sure, we all have free will. What is free will? We get to choose every day. I mean, I could, for example, and I'm not about to do it, I could go out and do something bad, you know, to another person. No, that would be wrong. But I also have the choice to be respectful to people or empathetic. And that's the choice that I want to go with. So whatever you're facing, some things that will help you is staying grounded, setting intention. Every single day, I set the intention of having peace in my heart, being resilient. I want to be more creative because I've always been very left brain, logistical minded. Think about it, 20, almost over 20 years of being in the Air Force made me a hardened female warrior. I said warrior, not warrior. Like, you know, you're worried about somebody. It sincerely, folks, took me about 7 years to take that invisible armor off. But just know this, every day, and I say this all the time, We get to choose if we want to be disempowered or if we want to be empowered. So choose wisely. Last, I want to talk about choosing your battles. Now, when I go in the nursing home, I will see things that are disturbing to me. You know, like, you know, when it was colder weather, I'd see people, you know, residents that are about to catch transportation, professional transportation assistance to go to the hospital for medical care that's not at the nursing home or to see a specialist. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, how come they don't have a jacket on, more clothes, you know, how come they don't have shoes on, but they have socks, you know? And I'm like, oh, thinking they better not ever do that to my mom. But things like that do happen in a nursing home. You know, am I saying that they're being neglectful? I don't know. Maybe they're in a hurry. Maybe they think that somebody else will jump in and finish the job up, bring that person their shoes. Who knows? One thing for sure I know is my energy, my peace of mind, and yours too, it's precious. You got to choose your battles wisely. So I do. So there's been a few times my mom has been brought to the front, you know, to catch transportation. Of course, I go with her when we go and see a specialist. I realize she needs more clothes. I run back to the room and I will get her jacket, hat, whatever. And oftentimes staff will say, you know, what do you need? I said, well, mom needs more clothes. You know, you realize it's 20 degrees outside. And they're like, oh. So, you know, I sometimes think that the staff, they get absent-minded because they've got 10 things thrown at them. They know that they got to get the food out on time. They have to have medication delivered exact times for people who are medically needy. So I really do every single time choose to be very careful with what I say to the staff. I'm not going to give them a hard time about being short on the clothes unless I found out that she did go out, you know, without enough warm clothes. You know, I'll gently say, you know, mom does need more clothes. She gets cold very easily. I'll remind them, hey, you know, please put 2, you know, blankets on my bed at nighttime because she is cold. And oftentimes by just being nice, and I'm not talking about you have to kiss anybody's butt or anything like that, just by being respectful to others and reminding them, but also holding that intention that your loved one is going to be cared for, they're going to be safe, they're going to be, you know, their needs are going to be met, is very powerful. So always, always pick your battles. Don't go after everything. It will drain you. It will absolutely tire you out. The next thing you know, the body keeps the score of all that nasty energy. And then the next thing you know is, you know, you're having accidents, you know, you're tripping, you're not mindful, you're having health issues. So preserve your health, your peace of mind, I'll even say your spirituality by setting intentions every day. I give love and gratitude all the time to the staff. I'm grateful, may not be perfect here, but I'm grateful that they brought the fish sandwich to my mom. I'm grateful the HR lady brought my mother P&J sandwich, which I hate those sandwiches. They're so nasty. To me, they've always been nasty. And that's a funny story because as a kid, my mom tried to make me eat one and I did not want to eat it. So she said, you don't get anything else till you eat it. And the next day I was so hungry, I devoured it. And I said, I'd never eat PJs ever again. And 60 years later, I'm not eating those nasty sandwiches, but it's a favorite sandwich for many people in America. So I leave you with this. All our experiences out there can either empower us if we choose to learn from them and grow, but it's up to us because it's easy to go down the road of victimhood and none of us need that. And if you've ever been down victimhood, and I have, you know how fun, not fun it is. You know, it's no fun at all. So choose wisely, make decisions. Ask yourself, what is the next empowering thing I can do for myself?